One of the first things you have to understand is that there are many different ways that you can be energetically attacked, psychically attacked. The first way is from entities that are possibly in the room, and they could send you subliminal messages to do this or do that, or that you feel good or you don't feel good, and those types of things. And those could be things in the room, such as some type of spirit, some type of maybe a demon or something of that nature. And again, I know this sounds weird, but when you feel that type of energy, you'll feel the pressure change in the room. As a Christian, I always rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ, and I believe it to be so, and they will remove themselves from the room. And that's one way to protect yourself against things that will introduce impure thoughts, negative things into your mind. Now, as I said before, our mind is always taking in thoughts, and some of them are impure, some of them are perverse, some of them are strange, some of them are weird. And so what you have to do is set up a blocking mechanism inside your head. I use a method called a block method that takes any impure thoughts and just blocks them. Just like as if you put up a big wall and it just knocks it right down. You can use a similar type of technique, but again, this is something that you have to practice on an ongoing basis. I remember when I used to start practicing this, I was working for a software development company and would be in meetings, and anytime I would get a pure thought or impure thought or something that was wrong, I would just say block. And I got so accustomed to it that every time I just thought of the word block, it just put up a big wall in my mind, and whatever thought was coming in would totally disappear. And sometimes if you're in a situation where it's negative, you're going to be using that blocking mechanism quite a bit. It's almost like in the martial arts, when you're fighting somebody, sometimes you feel like you're blocking more than you're using offense. And sometimes that is the case. And so you have to have some type of blocking mechanism for that. You also have to set up a blocking mechanism for somebody that's trying to read your thoughts. Again, it works both ways. And again, you set it up a blocking mechanism. You think inside your head and also give instructions to your subconscious mind that you will put a wall around your mind and you will only allow information to go out that you want to go out, that you don't want somebody coming in and picking your thoughts up. That's one way to do it as well, because somebody that's good, they're going to be able to go in there and see what's going on. I've talked to people and I could feel them extracting information from my brain. I immediately put up a block. And I've even talked to some of my instructors, and they say, man, it's so much harder to read you today because you know how to block your mind so much better. One of the methods you can use to block the mind is keep your mind focused. What will happen is somebody can get your thoughts if you start thinking in other directions. For instance, if somebody is trying to get your thoughts and you put them out there, then it's going to be very easy for them to grab them. It's kind of like, you know, when you put a thought out there, it's out there. All they have to do is grab it and discern the information. Well, if you keep your mind straight and only on what you're talking about, there's no extra thoughts to pick up. Again, it's a very hard thing to do, but again, it's a practice that you want to get in the habit of. Now, the other way that somebody's going to be able to get your thoughts, obviously, is by going in at nighttime when you're sleeping. And that's the best time to actually go in and get somebody's thoughts, because they're not on guard. And if you haven't trained your subconscious mind to be on guard at night, it's not going to be. It's just going to be wide open and anyone can come in and grab those thoughts out of your head. I know this information sounds so totally crazy, but in fact, it works. And for the person that knows how to do it, it will work extremely well. Now, if you really want to protect yourself, you have to give yourself instructions, just like you gave yourself instructions on being able to see and predict and being able to read somebody else's thoughts. You want to be able to set yourself up when you go to sleep at night so that nobody can break into your house, your mind, and steal anything out of there as well. You also want to set it up so that nobody will be able to enter into your dreams and set you up on a nightmare course, because there are individuals that will set you up for a continual week of nightmares in order to scare you, in order to keep you away from doing something. And they will put it together so that you will understand that it's from a certain person, and you could actually become paranoid of somebody when they do things like that. And I've had that happen to me as well. But when you become strong enough and you realize that you are the one in control, you can usually get rid of those things extremely easy. But You have to do the work up front, which means, again, when you're going into your meditational practice, is start mentioning what you want to protect, how you're going to protect it. You're going to protect your house. You're going to protect your family. It's almost like you put a wall of energy around your house, like an electric fence, so that anyone that tries to get into it, they won't be able to do it. And again, these are all mental tricks, but you can also use the physical chi. You could walk around the exterior of your house, if you so desire, and mark it off with energy. You can also set it up so that if somebody's actually trying to attack you, that the energy will actually bounce back towards them. It's called a ricochet method, which means whatever they do to you, they get. Which, in essence, hey, if that's the way they want to play, that's what they're going to get. And again, a lot of this is just setting it up in your own mind and understanding what you want to accomplish. You don't want somebody to be able to actually get in and start messing with you psychically. If you've ever had it done, and a lot of times people won't even know it's being done, but they'll just start feeling bad. People can go into a depression. They don't know why they're depressed, but all of a sudden they're depressed is because maybe somebody's sending them these types of thoughts. And if you've ever known anyone like that, it could be why they're feeling that way is because somebody is actually sending them psychic energy that's of a negative nature. Now, the good news is most people don't know how to do this. And that just me telling you this is going to cause you to understand this in a way that's going to allow you to represent these skills only in the positive. And so you're not going to really run into that many people that can do it. But in the chance that you do, this is how you protect yourself against it. As you get stronger and stronger with your energy, you are going to have more and more people trying to figure out how you're getting as strong as you are. They're going to try to figure out and see if they can beat you at your own game. And so again, you're using some of these self-defense methods to protect yourself against the eventuality that somebody might actually try to attack you. They may even try to attack family members through psychically attacking them. They can go through you to a family member and try to attack them or a friend or anyone. So that's why you have to set yourself up to be able to protect against it. The next section we're going to cover is a very unique one. They're called energy vampires, and they actually physically take your energy right out of your body to use for their own purposes.